is The Riot on Radio U. As promised, joining us in the studio this morning, two-thirds of children 18-3.
Hey.
This is a good way to end the week.
It is.
So we appreciate you guys coming in.
So, yes, great.
Seth heard about coming to Radio U, and he was just like, I've done this.
Been there, done that.
I mean, they didn't impress me last time.
He did not feel the need to come back in, or is he just super tired?
I think he said he never gets to talk anyway, so...
Maybe this is his silent protest.
Dave and Seth do always take everything, so I ain't coming.
That's true. Well, sometimes we've heard other drummers say that. They'll come in and they're like, we never get to talk, so that could be a drummer thing.
Could be. So how are you guys doing this morning?
Great. It's always an honor to be on the show with you guys. Thanks for having us back.
Oh, anytime. You guys are always welcome.
Always a good time.
So how is Children 18-3 doing? You guys are awake. We're all drinking coffee.
Absolutely.
How has tour been treating you?
Tour's been a lot of fun. You know, we've been out for, like 2 months
month
now.
Month and a half, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, so we're just about finishing up. Got a show or two left, and then it's been a fun tour.
Cool. So when you guys
tell you're close to the end because your beard is getting so bushy. It's like, okay, the beard is getting towards the end of tour.
End of tour beard,
Well, beard is pretty spectacular. Now, I really am curious, when your beard is this big, is there any beard care that's going on for you, or is it just set it and forget it?
Yeah. Just try not to let it get too poofy. You know, you sleep on it, and get it back down to manageable size.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I guess it comes down to me, like, I'm just wondering, because Eric has been growing his beard, and he has let it go.
But he's going to the next level.
Okay.
But he goes and gets it trimmed, so even though it's getting longer, it's not going out.
So it's
going down.
I like that. That's the way to do it. I try to do that, too.
But he's been trying beard oil.
Yeah, I've seen the ads for that on Facebook, you know, but I don't really have a problem with it needing to be filled in or anything.
Sure.
So I always
Yours
tag my friends
with
the thin
fine.
Beards. But yeah.
Right on. Okay. So Children 18-3, you guys said tour's been good. I saw you guys were in Germany, right?
Yeah, we were. Buzzed over for a quick festival. Germany likes to do these little festivals, they call them. It's just like a one-day thing with a bunch of bands. And so
I guess when I first heard that, I was singing Christmas Rock Night, but that's too early, so it was just a different festival?
They do a lot of little festivals, yeah. So we don't get to do Christmas Rock Night this year, but we did a festival in the spring and then one during this tour as well, both in Germany.
Man, I would love when those emails come in like, yes, we will do that show. We're coming to Germany. For sure we are. You get the invite.
I hope it's not too personal a question, but I always wonder if these tours, like when they want to bring you over, like, is it one of those things, like, does it end up costing you guys to have to go, or are you able to go? Do you know what I mean? Like, because it's just one day.
Right.
So you're not touring where it's like broken off. Like, is that something where it's like, oh yeah, we can do that? Or are they like, hey guys, we'll give you a sandwich if you're willing to fly yourself over here and play for us.
Right. Well, I'm sure it's different in every situation.
Sure.
But for our band, they've always given us enough money so that we're covered.
Make it work.
And we're making money. Yeah.
I remember another band a few years ago got stuck over there because they didn't have tickets
back or something got booked wrong,
and they didn't have enough money to get back to the United States because they were all over there. So they had a tough time. They had to raise funds and stuff, but it did not work as smoothly as it apparently works for you guys.
Sounds like bad planning on somebody's part.
Last year we played Christmas Rock Night and there was one band. What was that one band from California that their lead singer was at the airport ready to fly over?
Sleeping Giant.
Oh, really?
His passport like expired like in 2 weeks or something, and so they wouldn't let him fly over
because
the day of the flight.
It wouldn't have been expired while he was in Germany, but he got to the airport and they were like,
they won't
let you in the country with your passport this close to being expired, so you might as well not even fly over there.
It's like, I would have risked it and then just seen if you could talk your way in.
Dude.
Like, please.
That's rough because, I mean, think about that, though. You're like, look, it's not expired.
Right.
Yeah, you still have time.
Yeah.
Like, I can drink milk all the way up until the day it expires, guys.
But not with your passport.
Right.
Passport's not
too
like
much,
that.
Too much.
Yeah,
so the rest of the band made it over. They were flying from somewhere else.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I guess we'll just do the show without our lead singer.
Oh,
the dude from Wolves at the Gate filled in, learned the set
quick.
That's good.
That's good. And fans got to see something really unique, but still not fun for the lead singer.
There's that moment of terror where it's like, did I check my passport expiration date? Okay, we're good.
Well, yeah, Yeah, normally you just check to make sure you had your passport, but yeah. Now you got to check your date.
Mm-hmm. Now, guys, when you get there, I want you to go around to all the other bands and see if anybody has our album. Now, if they say they have the album, they have to know the song.
So they can actually fill in for you.
You'll know if they actually know the songs. Yes, for real.
Yes.
So Children 18-3, you guys are wrapping up tour. What's the first thing you want to do when you get home?
Shoot. Well, probably...
We actually have some new kittens at home. I haven't met yet.
I saw the picture. It's so cute.
So when you say new, is that like...
Kittens.
I know, but like, is it a three-month kitten? Is it a six-week kitten?
I mean, I think a few weeks old. Okay. They got their eyes open and stuff. It took us a while to find them. So we left for tour, and then like I think a month later, the mama had the kittens, and then they were hidden out in the woods or something. And
really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's hard to find kittens at our house sometimes.
Do they have names yet? Or are you going to go back and do
it? I don't think so.
Meeny, miny, and moe. I don't know.
Bring your Facebook fan base in on that. You got to get fans in on naming this. Yeah.
I mean,
name the kittens.
Internet and cats, it seems like a really good
mix. It really is.
Oh, yeah. What was always the fun? Mr. Meowgy, Chairman Meow. That's a fun one.
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of really great cat names.
All the funny ones.
Yeah.
Bob.
Wait, don't underestimate the power of Bob.
That's for a dog, because the dog, what are you supposed to call him? Bob Barker. So
okay,
you could do that, too.
Absolutely.
Yes. Price is Right. There you go.
I don't think I've gotten it yet. But
Price is Right.
It'll
come to you, and it's Bob Barker. Yes, so it'll come.
So you've got that. Are you guys, like, any more dates and stuff for the rest of the year? Are you taking some downtime to get ready for next year?
Yeah, no more dates the rest of the year.
You'll be home
for Christmas. Yeah, we're both in a Christmas play. I'm a dad in the 1950s. Beard's going to have to come off.
Dude,
so what's life. Can you tell us what the name of the play is?
Yeah, it's called The Greatest Christmas Pageant Ever.
Oh, yeah.
Probably heard of it. It's
I have.
Famous story, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting.
So it is you guys, exciting.
Now, did you have to go try out for the roles, or did you just...
Well, sort of. It's kind of a community thing that we've been involved in for years.
Okay.
And technically, I don't think I tried out, but I was there at the tryouts.
At the right time.
Well, I was there helping with the kids and stuff, and they had me read a couple lines. And
they're like,
the rest is history.
This guy, but no beard.
No beard. You got to take it off. Well, as long as your beard gets to make it through November, and it can stay on.
We'll see.
We'll see if it makes it that long.
Yeah.
Aww.
Well, guys, we really appreciate you stopping by to hang out with us this morning.
It's always an honor. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Children 18-3, it is The Riot.